Jacksonville head coach Gus Bradley, podium A. Jacksonville head coach Gus Bradley, podium A.
Okay, it's great to be here and see all of you again. We've had a good couple days with our staff and, evaluation back at it. And we've had some staff changes that have taken place and putting the whole pieces together and then get back to work here at the Combine has been great. So I open up for questions. Well, we've got a young group of guys. I think, when Dave and I and Shad got together, we kind of came up with this whole plan or this process that we are putting together, and I think we're right on schedule as far as the youth of our team. We have some younger players. We've added in some veterans. I think we signed 7 free agents last year that all helped us tremendously in what we're trying to build. So I think we need to take the next step now. And I think at times we take on the personality of being developmental coaches, and we've seen some of our players, really do some good things, but I think that next step is for us to develop as a team, to form that brotherhood. And, I think that comes with continuity, and hopefully we can build off now. At times we had, 8 rookie starters, I think, last year, so for them to come back another year and build off of that, I think, is going to be helpful for us. Well, he did a really nice job. I think he was a pleasant surprise for us coming off of his first year. Health-wise, he did a good job. He came back stronger, bigger, and, really shocked us. He had a couple games in a row there where he did some really nice things for us. Then it was unfortunate that he had the injury at the end. But we're really pleased with his progress, and we're hopeful that he makes the next step. And where that takes him as far as the rotation or, what number of the back he is, that's yet to be seen. But, he's doing a great job coming back from this injury and rehabbing. So, I think the future's bright for him. Well, he's done a good job. I think we got with a new offensive staff, along with the additional staff that we have in place on offense, that's what we're in the process of doing now, kind of looking at everybody's strength and find out the best way to utilize those strengths. And Toby's done a nice job for us. I know, you may consider him a third down type back that, a short yardage, more of a situational type back, but we saw him do enough good things on first and second down. I think he'll have a place for it. And, but he's a different style back. And I think that's what we're putting together now as an offense to try to best utilize his strengths. Right. You know what? It was very interesting how the whole thing took place because Doug just, we had a chance to meet at the owners' meetings, and then he came down just to kind of visit. We had a little bit of a friendship going from the owners' meetings, but we were just talking about philosophy and culture and as the conversation went on, it became deeper and deeper into the part of, maybe he might have a role on our staff. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed our conversation. I know I mentioned before, I just sensed a sense of humility, but, I knew that he was a really good coach, really good offensive line coach, really good at developing players. And I just felt with our younger group of offensive linemen that he would come in and do a fantastic job with that. And then just to hear more about his philosophy, where he wants to go with that, his core beliefs, I just felt like it was a good fit. And, where it started off just more of a, hey, let's just communicate and talk about philosophy, where it extended into, hey, we might have a role for you now as an offensive line coach. And so it never really got into what took place in Buffalo. I know that seems odd, but it never did. I think in my conversations with him, I think that I could sense where he was at and where he wanted to go, and it was a good feeling. No, it didn't affect my decision at all. I really still don't know everything that took place. I just know that he's in our building now, and he's done a great job. Great job. Yeah, I think we're really excited about him. I know there's some things that he needs to work on. I think that the growth that will take place from this year to next year, we're all excited about. I think it was great that he ended up playing like he did. You know, I think his mindset now is, okay, now what can I do to get better? You know, I know I got to understand defenses and things better, but his mechanics and things like that, he's really diving into this offseason. And I just sense from him that it's a guy that really want to take the next step. And, you know, when I think when he has confidence like that and that builds through the offseason, he did a really good job leading our team last year, and I think he's going to take another step in that direction. Well, yeah, the plan was to initially sit him, and I just felt like that would be the best way for him to see rapid growth, you know, where he can handle some of the things and really see it. And I think there was multiple lessons that took place. I think we tried to show tremendous strength for Chad Henne when he was in there and really to send a message to Blake that we'll show that same strength for him. And so multiple messages that we sent, I think, throughout the process, but it came to a point in time where we just felt like he was ready to go in there and play. Storm is very intriguing to us. You know, his athleticism, his talent. I think that this year was also a good growth period for him. I think that that maturity level, we're hoping that we see a big jump in that as far as handling the week's prep, what it takes, you know, to perform on a Sunday, what it all includes. So many factors, being a first and second down back and then also a third down back. So I think there is a lot on his plate initially, and he sees that. So, you know, we're hopeful that he has a great off season. But talent-wise, athleticism, what he can bring, that's our job now to develop it. We did. We used it quite a bit. We still call it that. I think now going through it for a year, we get a chance to evaluate and truly define it even more, what we're looking for in that type of person, what type of, you know, traits that he has, whether it's a linebacker that can also rush or is he a rusher that can play linebacker. So I think that we'll really be able to put our thumb on exactly what type of player we're looking for. Yeah, I think, you know what, to bring, you know, we hired four new coaches. And like I said, first of all, our current, the guys that were here the last couple of years did a tremendous job. So I think we just wanted to infuse guys that had even more experience. And we did that with four coaches that have all coordinator experience. So that's been very good for us. And I think that wisdom that they bring in, now we sit down, we evaluate our players, and they're very excited about the next step that these players can take. So there's continuity in that. We know a lot of these players are going to be back. The newness of the offense is going to be a challenge for our players. They're going to be learning a new system. We're trying to incorporate, so there's a lot of dislikes from our old system. And but it's very intriguing. But I really like the dynamics of the room now with, you know, the experience that we built in that room. Sure. I think Allen Robinson is a guy that really jumped at us, you know, initially early in the season. Felt like his maturity coming into it, his ability to pick things up and retain and perform at a high level, you know, he really jumped out at an early stage. I'd say with Marquise Lee, his speed, you know, a guy that can, you know, really take the top off of defense, you know, is what's really intriguing to us. And I think that his comfort level in the offense was building. And, you know, with the injury to Allen Robinson, it really gave Marquise an opportunity. And we really saw him, and like you do with many players, once they get their opportunity, they either take advantage of it or they don't. And Marquise really took advantage of his time. And, you know, so really two good young receivers that both have bright upside. Well, it's a great question. You know, being a defensive head coach, obviously the defensive side is something that we want to develop and get going and play at a high level. The quarterback can help. The defense can help the offense, and the offense can help the defense. So they go hand in hand. But ultimately, as a franchise, if you can get a quarterback, you know, that you count on, that you can trust, that can lead your team, I mean, that's always a valuable asset. So as we put this whole thing together, we're trying to, you know, take care of both sides as well as special teams. The quarterback's a valuable commodity for us as well as the defense. And, you know, it starts up front with the offense and defensive line.
Bringing in Nathaniel Hackett,
Yeah, it was more of a connection that we had before. I was with Nathaniel at Tampa. I saw his enthusiasm, his desire, you know, to learn the game. And watching them on film, some of the things they did offensively, I thought was a good fit for what we do. And I just know that he is a tremendous idea guy. Tremendous idea. And at the quarterback spot, we need someone who can, you know, continue to develop our quarterback, and he fit that. Well, yeah, I think that, you know, with all those guys, like we said, four coordinators, obviously Greg Olson's in charge, but the, you know, and I think that's what one of Greg Olson's greatest attributes is that he's been a coordinator for many years. He's worked with different members of the staff. He's put together staff. He's been able to receive ideas and put it together what's best for the team. And I think that, you know, that's what we're looking for in him. You know, that's something that we talked about. I think there's pluses and minuses. I hate to be vague on it, but I think there's advantages and disadvantages to it. You know, you ultimately you want to get it right. You want to get it right. And that's what I think for most people's mindset is to try to expand it to let's make sure we get the calls right. And the officials are under tremendous challenge week in and week out. I'm seeing that more and more in this position. But, you know, I think that's ultimately our whole mindset is just to find a way to get it right. Okay, thank you.